All right, kids, come down the front. How's everybody this morning? Good? Good, real good, kind of good. All right. Now, I want to show you something. We've been getting ready for the garage sale. And so I've been in the garage going through all these boxes and looking for things to sell. And somehow this had ended up in one of the sale boxes. And I started looking at it. And I go, why would I sell that? Do you know what this is? You can pass it around.
It's a plate.
It's a plate. Very good. Very good. It's a plate.
With the picture of the church.
With a picture on the church of it.
It's a First Baptist church.
It's a First Baptist. And it says First Baptist Denison. And I was going to get rid of that plate. And then I started thinking, how in the world can I get rid of that plate? You know why this plate is so important to me?
Maybe that was your church.
That was my church. You're right. It was where I became a Christian. And as I started looking at this plate yesterday, there's nothing special. I don't think I've ever eaten off of it. And it was in a box somewhere. But when I looked at this plate yesterday, I started thinking about all the things that happened in my life at that church. It was in that church where I went as a young kid to Sunday school. When I was a baby, my mom, as soon as the doctor told me I could go to church, she took me to First Baptist Denison, and I was able to be in a Sunday school class called the Cradle Row. That means I was a baby. And so I have a little diploma somewhere at home that tells me that I was in the Cradle Row class. And then I can also remember at this church going to the nursery, and I don't remember a lot of the people who were there, but Mrs. Hawkins was in the nursery, and I can remember as I got older playing in there and loving to go to church because it was there through Mrs. Hawkins and other helpers that I learned about God's love for me. But it was also at this church where I used to go in those front doors, and I would sit in the back usually as a little kid because you know what? If I didn't act right, guess what happened? She would take me in the very back, out the back door, and there was a little bathroom. And about once I acted up, and she took me there, and I can remember in church screaming, "Don't spank me, Mom, don't spank me." She did spank me. And I learned how to act, and I didn't act up. But it was also in this church that I went to Vacation Bible School. And sitting in this church building, it was during Vacation Bible School where I prayed and asked Jesus to come into my life and to save me. So when I started looking at this yesterday, I started remembering a lot of good things about First Baptist Denison. And all of a sudden, this plate that I didn't even know where it was became more important to me. And there's a verse in the Bible that I wanted to read to you. It takes 2 seconds, but listen to me. It's in Psalm 77, verse 11 and 12. And listen to what it says. David is writing this, and he says, "I remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds." And that's what I did yesterday. I thought back about all the things. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about First Baptist Mount Ida and all the things that people do, your Sunday school teachers, the Vacation Bible School teachers, all the people that make our church. Don't ever forget them, but especially don't forget Jesus who loves you very much. Don't ever forget those deeds. So I don't think this is going in the garage sale. I doubt anybody would buy it anyway. But it's probably going to go somewhere in my house, where when I do look at it, I remember the things God has done for me through First Baptist Denison. Okay? Be grateful for your church. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these kids. May they be thankful for the many blessings we have here at our church. And may we always remember the great things that you do and will do in the future at First Baptist Mount Ida. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.